It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being trapped in your seat.
Okay.
You could join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. If you want to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. That's Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joining us, Vincent from Portobello's.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me on.
Our pleasure. Joe is out tonight. Joe's trying to get his life in order.
Oh, no. He won't be back.
He'll be back. He'll be back next week.
He's gone AWOL this week.
So Joe will update us. On the show, 2017 Father's Day Countdown and Savage Medicine. A couple things to get to at the top. First of all, I stabbed myself and it hurts. I'm working injured tonight.
No, I know. I thought you were going to be on the DL.
I should be on the DL.
Thank you for suffering and just being courageous and working through this.
I'm trying to be an example to you because often you call out, I showed up to the office.
You know what? I practically had a heat stroke when I walked in here. Am I not here?
You are here.
I was out delirious driving on the New York Thruway to get here.
You are here. I'm scared because of this. We won't see you for 2 weeks. But you are here. She doesn't make it in a lot of times.
So, what do you mean a lot of times?
More than you need not to be.
No, you know what? It's not a lot of times. Yeah. I'm planted here very often.
You should be planted here.
I know.
You should be planted
here. I would grow here, see, and that would be your problem then.
So last week when we were talking about the Kathy Griffin, Donald Trump story.
Yeah.
We all agreed that Kathy Griffin, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, even Joe all agreed that they never take responsibility for anything.
Whiny. Oh, I didn't do
it's always somebody else's fault. And then we said, well, you know, who surrounds these people? It's got to be, you know, butt kissers.
Yes.
And I said, well, that would be good for me. I need to hire those people. And
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you and Joe protested. So I'm stuck with you. And fortunately, Vincent tonight.
I know.
Who's a neutral party. He's our Switzerland.
Yeah, I know. But he's not going to kiss your butt either, are
you? I'm saying he's Switzerland.
That's right.
No butts will be kissed. So yes. Anyway, so yesterday Donald Trump has his first cabinet meeting. Did anybody see his? Did you see his cabinet meeting, Vincent?
I saw the previews on the news.
The previews, the coming attractions, like it's a new Avengers film.
The teasers. Yeah, I didn't get to see it.
First Donald Trump bragged about himself.
Well, sky's blue.
Saying that no president has gotten more done at this point with the exception of Franklin Roosevelt.
Oh, man, please. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So that was a little fictitious, but we expect that from
him. I'm the best leader. I'm the bestest leader.
The bestest.
But happened.
The interesting part is they went around the whole cabinet and everybody introduced themselves and kissed his ass. Thanked him for letting them serve for him. What an honor it is. How great he is. It's everything I want you and Joe to be.
Like gracious and thankful and
just with exception of Matt. The only one who didn't was Mattis, who said it was an honor to serve the people defending us, that type of thing. Mattis was the only one who did not kiss Donald Trump's ass.
It's an honor to serve the office.
Right, yeah, something like
not
that.
Not necessarily you.
Something like that. Everybody else really kissed Donald's ass. So it's like all the things that we thought were probably going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They put it on camera. It was creepy.
This is why the emperor has no goddamn clothes.
He does. It's a size 46 waist.
No, I mean, nobody's there to tell him when he's doing wrong. They're like, yes, you're right. You are the best at everything. You're the bigliest. Yes, yes.
I should loan you out.
I would go.
I would send you.
Yes.
You wouldn't last for Donald.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't like working for him.
No, they would grab me by the scruff of my neck at the end of the first half an hour and toss me into the rose garden right on top of all the thorns.
So did you get that impression that it was a little creepy?
I did. It was the first time, I think, that he convened this cabinet.
Yes. He blamed the Democrats for that, which, whatever.
Yeah, you know. You're in charge of his, official duties.
Whatever.
And
I don't want to get too political with you here. I don't want to put you in that spot because, you know. You
pointing
have,
at Vincent.
Yeah, at you because, you know, you have clients and they don't need to know your politics. I don't know how outspoken you are.
A disclaimer. Vincent doesn't necessarily agree with these two jackasses that he's sitting with. He's just a nice, nice man.
Yes. But I did. But I bring it up because I did have a Republican friend who's been on the show, Kevin Israel.
Yes,
comedian Kevin Israel, who even thought it was like creepy. It was unsettling watching.
Oh well, you know what? I was actually listening to the news on the way up here, and I didn't hear the beginning of the story, so I didn't know why they were doing this. But the guy was asking people in the room to like flatter him, and they all did it.
Well, I mean, he didn't ask them. We don't know if he asked them.
No, but the guy on the news did.
Right. Well, Chuck Schumer like put out like a parody of it.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes,
that's what it was. It was Chuck Schumer's office.
It was.
Thank you.
It was. It was compared to very North Korea-ish.
Yeah.
With just the ass kissing.
Yes, Emperor, you are the best regime leader. Oh my.
Also, when we were watching the news before the show. And Jeff Sessions, are you a political guy?
I am.
So Jeff Sessions was you don't have to. Are you Trump or you don't have to say if you don't want to say. You don't have to say.
I'd rather not say.
That's
before.
Fine. That's fine.
I think that it's better because you know all you have to do is deliver fine food.
Exactly.
You do not have to be political.
Exactly. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
The Democrats or Republicans who have money is welcome.
That's
at Portobello's in Oakland. So Jeff Sessions is saying, because they want Jeff Sessions to testify, and he's saying, well, I can't because the president might claim executive privilege.
Right.
He hasn't yet, but nobody's ever seen this excuse before.
But just in case.
Yes.
In case he pleads the fifth, I was there, so I have to plead the fifth too.
Right.
Just in case.
So the president can reserve that option.
A preemptive.
Yeah, and nobody's ever seen this before. And yeah. But that's not my point. This type of brilliance reminded me of something of when I was in college pledging a fraternity.
Oh, tell me.
I can relate to this type of brilliance of not wanting to do something just because.
And
which is
something that you did?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, which is essentially what Jeff Sessions did. He's like, I don't want to because I don't like it. That's essentially what Jeff Sessions did. He made up a reason. Well, I think it was essentially, no, I don't like it. And it reminded me of something I did in college when I was pledging a fraternity. Me and my roommate were pledging Zeta Beta Tau fraternity. I am a brother of that fraternity. And I can talk about it now because the fraternity's not even there anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's a national fraternity. And compared to what's going on with hazing now, this was nothing.
Oh, you guys were probably just like Boy Scouts about it.
Well, I mean, there was awful things, but this was one.
Ooh, do tell.
I'm not going to right now.
Oh, okay.
But this was one of the pledge events. So they lure us to a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
Under the guise of the pledges get to hang out with the brothers.
Okay.
We're going to have a get-together. And this is our first event, our first, like, hazing event.
Oh, and you didn't know it was going to be a hazing
event. We didn't. Sounds wonderful.
You thought, dinner, nice.
Yeah, sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Although, to be honest, I never really trusted them. So I was a little suspicious.
You're still looking around corners.
Pretty much. So they take us to this Chinese buffet, not too far from where I was living at the time, called, like, the Poo Poo Inn. They call it the night poo-poo, because like poo-poo night,
because
it was like poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo platter, yeah.
So all the pledges are just like, you know, just shoving food down their stupid faces.
Right.
Because this is great. We're hanging out with the brothers. We're sitting with the brothers. This is great.
Yeah.
They're treating us to dinner.
Nice.
What could possibly go wrong? It's a good time.
Right. I have a bad feeling about this.
Yes. And then nobody was really noticing. I kind of noticed. Me and my roommate kind of noticed. All of a sudden, you see some of the brothers going off.
Oh, no.
By the buffet. And making various concoctions
Uh-oh.
Of food on plates.
Uh-oh.
Unholy combinations of food. Although I didn't really realize this at the time.
Yeah, there are things that should not ever live together on a plate in a Chinese buffet.
Exactly.
And not on top of one another.
So then after we get our fill of some fine Chinese cuisine,
Uh-oh.
They present us with these plates and these drinks. Of unholy concoctions like soy sauce and hot sauce.
Oh.
And, you know, just things that should not.
Oh, abominations.
Yes. Yes, and it is our task now to eat this. That is what we must do.
You already have full bellies now.
Yes.
Because you have been good.
Well, not me. Not me.
You saw it coming, so you kind of laid back.
I don't. You know me. I don't trust anybody.
No,
all,
I know.
All you pricks are out to get me.
You don't want any food I bring you.
Nor should I.
No, nor should you.
No, I trust you and your food. I, you know, I saw what you did to Anthony Cumia, and I just kind of accept that it's going to She made Anthony Cumia, when we were doing our show from the compound, a lovely birthday cake. Okay. Home cooked, looked very nice.
It was actually a giant brownie, and then I had made, because he's a gun enthusiast, I had made a decoration of a gun on the top with little bullets made out of marzipan and everything.
Unfortunately, something exploded in his tum-tum, and he was out for 2 weeks.
And I think he was already contracted.
Nope, seemed fine that night.
No, I think something must have been brewing. It was not my food.
It was your food. Anyway, so now we have all these horrible plates of food, and my pledge brothers are eating them, except me and my roommate. Our go-to was, I don't want to, I don't like it. Not going to eat it, I don't want to, I don't like it. Which was essentially what Jeff Sessions did today. I don't want to, I don't like it. That's essentially what he was doing in the hearing today, is what me and my roommate Dave did to my now pledge brothers, but when they were hazing me. I don't want to, I don't, I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat it, that looks gross. Then I trumped it up a little bit more. You see what I did there? I trumped it up a little bit. I go, it's not kosher. I played the kosher card.
You did it.
I most certainly did.
I can't believe you whipped that out.
Why would it? If you can't whip it out under duress, when else can you whip out being a Jew? If it's not under duress to complain and whine,
it has got to come in handy.
That is the Jew card. When you're picking sides for sports, you don't go, hey, by the way, I'm a Jew. That's the wrong time. That's the wrong time to bring out the Jew card. When something bad is happening, go, oh, I'm a Jew, so you kind of expect it.
I've used the Jew card myself.
Have you?
I have.
You're not even Jewish.
I know, but they didn't know that.
They should have. They should have. We wouldn't have you.
No, yes, you would.
I would not.
Actually, there was a woman who thought I was Jewish, but she was too, so I figured I could pass. So I used it one time.
It's not even Jewish by insemination.
No, I know. No, but I just figured someplace. Look, my grandmother's last name was Rosenberg.
Oh, yeah, that's Jewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jewy.
She kept pointing out German. It was with a Z, so it was the German, but I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Listen, when your grandmother was growing up, being the German was the better way to be in that option.
Yeah, I know. During that time period, yeah. I think she was just covering her ass.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm not completely clear. But anyway, point was, I used it because I had some bizarro born-again Christian chick breathing down my throat, so I had to whip something out, and I whipped out the Jewish card.
I guess that's the time to do it.
It worked for me.
Yeah.
So I really did not wind up eating much of that at all.
Now, how did you... Now, were you given the choice to abstain?
Oh, no! No, no, no! This was mandatory eating of awful until you puke. The goal was to make us ill!
I
mean, awful combinations of lo mein and God knows awful, like, just things... Mm. And, you know, soy sauce will turn your stomach. I believe it when we did the Fat Horse Challenge with Joe.
Didn't
soy sauce was...
Sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
And wasabi, and, you know... And you don't know because it's either on a black-looking liquid that's viscousy or all on a plate where you can no longer recognize things. No, the task was to make us hurl. That was the task.
Well, Lisa says, way to go, that you got out of hurling.
Yes.
Yes, I applaud your...
I am an innovator.
No, wait, was your roommate also Jewish?
He was not. He really played the I don't want to, I don't like it. I played both.
Okay.
Actually... Yeah, I mean, I played both, but I think I really leaned on the Jew thing. Because at that time, I was much more kosher-esque than I am now.
You were closer to the sun at that point.
Like, if I went to McDonald's, I was getting the fish sandwich.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
I know your background, but it still blows my mind that you have never had bacon.
Not on purpose. I'm sure somebody snuck it in something, like macaroni and cheese or something.
Why the hell would they do that to you, though? That's
well, I mean, I don't think they snuck it in. Like, it wasn't malicious. Like, oh, that looks good.
Oh, maybe it was in there.
And I didn't realize. Oh, that tastes better than it should. I better stop eating this.
No, if you had bacon, you would know, because it is God's.
The girls eat bacon.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Oh, yeah. They eat shellfish.
But you're not even, like, trying?
No, we'll have shellfish in the house. I don't eat it.
Really?
Yeah, never tried it. Never intentionally tried it.
Dude, no. You know
what? I have to be true to my ZBT roots and not eat it.
Vincent, shouldn't he have some, like, at least scallops wrapped in prosciutto? I mean, something like that?
You'd fall in love with it.
Yeah.
Never had a scallop.
Oh, my God.
My girls like scallops.
You have to eat them for me, who can no longer eat them.
Are you still kosher?
No. I eat your food.
Oh, yeah.
You're not preparing me a kosher meal.
Do you have a rabbi in the back just for him?
There's no rabbis
no,
in the back.
Not.
The food's delicious, but I can assure you it's not kosher. But I don't. When you have like the oysters and stuff like that, I don't eat that stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
I stick to the farm animals, but
yeah.
I don't have the pig.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes no sense at this point.
Because
I'm not Jewish at all. I just suffer for this.
I feel bad about it, but pig is so delicious.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel bad about it.
That's not what Wilbur said. That's not what Babe said, you animal.
They all said, you bitch, you didn't look sorry at all.
Right, but at this time in my life, you know, I'm 18, just turned 18 at the time.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I'm still very Jewy. This is my first year out of my parents' home.
Out in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
So they still have their tentacles into me.
Right.
To some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But it just remind me when I was watching Jeff Sessions go, well, you know, the president might claim executive privilege. He's going, I don't want to. I don't like it. And I can't eat it. That's not kosher. That's what he was doing. There's really no basis for it. It's complete bluff bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
But it just might work. And that's what Jeff Sessions did.
And it worked for you.
It worked for me.
I know. I don't understand why. Well, I mean, I was watching with you before the show started that they were saying, you know, oh, you know, you're not answering the questions, basically. It's like, let's try this again.
And with me, it's like, you're not eating this plate of shit we put in front of you. Like, it was the same thing.
And why would I?
But I'm not an exemplary pledge. I mean, I think I've told the story before. One time they called us up at like midnight. They call all of our, because we were living on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the pledges were not living on campus. But they call the ones living on campus to go, call us in our dorm rooms, to go down to the hotel, the apartments. They have an apartment, which is right across the street, Clove Road. And they want to haze us. They want to do bad things to us because they were annoyed with one of my pledge brothers.
Oh.
So everybody's like calling me. Then my pledge brothers are calling me and my roommate. It's like, come on, let's go. And me and my roommate, it's after 11 or it's after midnight. We're in for the night. Now, if we're already out, that's fine. We're not going. We're not going. And we just didn't go. So you have these fraternity brothers just waiting to haze the crap out of us. And nobody showed up.
Really?
We made the call.
We
just go, it's late. I'm tired. And you know me. I like my sleep.
I know.
I didn't even hear you ring the doorbell. I was napping. So I like my sleep.
But I do too. But how did you even get into this thing? Because every time they tried to, you know, get some hazing on, you're like, no, I don't think so.
I'm very likable. No, I mean, I was hazed.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, I did things that I wouldn't do if I wasn't under duress.
Right.
And coercion.
Ooh, do tell.
But, you know, everybody's... When I did Delta Chi first, and then my roommate, he was just getting his ass kicked. He wasn't sleeping and everything. So he quit, and I quit with him. Because we were friends since middle school.
Yeah.
Don't talk anymore, but...
but back then, you were tight.
Right. I hooked him up with his wife and, you know, whatever. And wow. She decided not to like me because I'm a bad influence. Whatever.
Vincent, take note.
Right.
Yeah.
So the next day we got to show up to the table, you know, in the cafeteria. You have hours where you have to bring your letters that you made and your banner and sit. When you're not at class, you have to sit at the table,
your
fraternity table, so where all the brothers congregate when they don't have class to eat.
Okay.
So we're expecting some type of comeuppance.
Right.
Yeah, nothing really happened.
Really?
Because I guess they figured they would have lost the whole class.
Yeah. It's like, none of them showed up.
But like, they're like, really, well, we just wanted to get, you know, such and such. We're like, well, yeah, don't call all of it. It's late. You know the rules. Like, we're in for the night.
We need our beauty rest.
In college, I'm a pussy. It's late. I can't. Yeah, I don't want to go out.
I know. That's the time to pull all-nighters and all that crazy stuff that you can't.
Not to be abused.
Well, no. No.
That's not a good time to be abused.
No, it's never a good time to be abused.
Speaking of abuse.
Why do I drive here every week?
Yes, good point. Speaking of abuse, I must bring something to the court.
Uh-oh.
I must get the consensus of you and a decent human being.
Uh-oh.
Vincent's a decent human being.
I knew that.
And you are awful, which is why I love you. So I go to the Yankee-Red Sox game last week.
Nice.
Yeah, good game. The Yankees win. They've been winning. I'm trapped in my seat. I am trapped in my seat because next to me is a woman who's a Red Sox fan.
Ew.
A bright red T-shirt who had to be over 300 pounds.
Uh-oh.
Dwarfing me.
Oh, no.
Like, if she was a whale, I was the barnacle on her ass.
There's a story about that, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So she was like, was there spillage over into your...
Yes.
Yes.
But in her defense, she's trying to be as small as she can be.
Right.
But planets aren't small. But she's trying to be as small as she can be.
Yeah, she's trying to tuck herself in.
Yeah, yeah. Which I respect.
Right.
You know, it's just a weird situation. She knew. My dad's next to me. I got nowhere to go.
Right.
So, like, when she thought a seat opened up next to her.
Right.
She was with her sister, so they moved down. So there was, like, temporary space.
That was nice.
And then that space closed.
So then they had to move back.
And then she's back.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then my father thought the seat opened up, so there was temporary space.
Yeah, no.
And then that one closed. But it's, like, a very awkward feeling. Like, well, I mean, because I don't want to make this woman feel bad, because I'm not as awful as I portray here.
I know that.
But it did hinder my enjoyment of the game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? She's probably, because she's that large, it hinders her enjoyment of the game.
That's not my problem.
It's not your
problem. No, that's not my problem. I didn't make her that way.
No, no. No, but I understand what you're saying is that they've made the seats so incredibly small that even people who are not obese,
it's like being in an
uncomfortable
being on a flight.
Did you get the feeling that she knew she was hindering your enjoyment of the game?
Well, I mean, I didn't have a conversation about, like, I wouldn't even look at her. Like,
right.
Just because the home plate was to the left and she was to the right.
Okay.
So there was no reason. So I'm not going to stare her up or down and go, what the fuck happened to you? I'm not going to. I mean, because I don't want to make, unless they're on this radio show, I don't want to make people feel awful. Yeah. I have a heart sometimes. But I didn't know what to.
What?
I didn't know what to. Like, and I, you know, you got to go to the bathroom. My dad had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there's less people to my right, but that's where she is.
Yes.
So it's like, well, what do you do?
You make the choice and you go the other way.
Right. So you got to inconvenience more people.
Right.
I just didn't go. Like, at one point, I went before the game started, so I climbed down two rows of seats where it was clear so I wouldn't hinder her.
Right.
I'm being very considerate here.
You were.
But, I mean, she's got to see this going on. I mean, I don't want to make her feel like crap.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you do?
She knows what's going on.
Right.
She knows.
What do you do?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think that you took the kinder option to climb down and not make her get up and you know, like, because that packed into those little seats, it's a chore.
It is.
You know?
And she kept on getting up and down a little bit, I guess, like, to adjust.
And maybe because she was so uncomfortable, she needed to stretch.
Yeah.
You know, wrapping yourself up into a tiny package when you got a lot going on.
Well, let's not say tiny.
I got a smaller version of oneself.
No. I mean, a moon is still a big thing.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a planet.
We're talking about Jupiter.
Yeah, I mean, so like, and then we left
Lisa
early.
Says too many Twinkies.
Right. So we left early. So then I'm like, you know what? We are going to make her get up.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know what? It's the end of the night. And, you know, she seemed like a pleasant... First of all, she was a Red Sox fan and a very loud Red Sox fan to her sister. So that irritated me more.
Oh, yeah.
That I was all sorts of irritated.
Well, yeah.
But then, like, my dad's like, well, like, are you okay and everything? I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. I didn't say that, though. I was like, because I don't want to have this conversation.
Because she's sitting right there.
Yeah, she's big, not deaf.
Yeah. Yeah. The rolls of fat do not cover the ears.
But the question is, you know you're that big.
Yes.
You can't hide that from yourself.
Right.
You have thinner days, I'm sure,
yeah.
And you have fatter days.
Yes.
She might have been having a thinner day. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm not part of the thought process. But at some point, don't you almost have to go, you know what, I need to get two seats?
Not two seats, but you might have
to. They don't sell a seat and a half.
No. What? It doesn't, like, option out?
No.
No, I think that at that point, you kind of have to suck it up and buy a more expensive seat because they're wider.
Well, this was... You're familiar with Yankee Stadium. You familiar with Yankee Stadium?
Yes, I am.
So this is a second tier. So it's like the second level.
Okay.
About 18 rows back.
That should be...
So they're not the tiniest seats.
Yeah.
It's not like the upper deck.
Because the upper deck is like, oh my God.
Well, that's because that's for the chattel.
Yeah, well, I am, apparently.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I've talked about before. I can't watch games up there anymore. I can't. It's too cheap. It's not the cheap... But, I mean... Yeah, I think when you're that big, you have to get a luxury suite. I think that's what it is.
For yourself?
And her sister!
Oh, my God.
It'll be roomy.
There's no way that's... most normal people can't afford that.
So I understand
they
that.
Just don't get to go.
So then maybe isn't a time to stay home. Maybe isn't a time to just shut it down. maybe we're at that point.
I guess
would be that. I don't go out now, and I don't really infringe on people's enjoyment unless they have a conversation with me. I don't go in public now. Like, you ask me, like, oh, have you been outside? So I'm like, no, why would I?
Why would I leave my home?
Why would I leave? There's no reason to. Tomorrow night I will leave to take my daughter to karate and then to work in the city. Mm-hmm. But today there was no reason to leave. But if I was, if I was that big, I think I would have to stay home.
If I was that big, that it was so big that it was like over into your space without, there's no way not to be, and that.
Well, I mean, I don't think a roll was on my armrest,
right?
But let's put it this way: I couldn't really sit back.
Wow.
Because that's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's embarrassing for her, I'm sure.
I didn't make her eat the pie a la mode.
No, you didn't. Or whatever reason she's that big. But it's not your fault. It's not anybody else's fault.
Right. But I am inconvenienced by this size.
Yeah.
So the question is, as the big person, does she need to not inconvenience the general public?
I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that.
I told you I was going to talk about discriminatory stuff tonight.
Yeah,
I'm talking about fat discrimination here. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and there's so many people that are obese in the country now.
Yes, we're getting bigger and the seats are not.
Yeah, no, they're actually legitimately making them smaller.
Well, I talked about that when I went to Cuba. They didn't sell extra larges. And I'm like, well, if you want Americans to keep on coming here, you better get the 1X, the 2X, the 3X, and the 4X, because we're fucking wearing tents, you assholes. Let's go. You want the American dollar. You better put some more cotton in those shirts.
you better stitch two of them together at least.
Yeah, exactly.
We're coming.
Exactly.
And we are going to eat a lot of your Cuban food, and we're going to need tents to cover.
We might not eat your Cuban food, but we'll eat a lot on the cruise ship.
Yeah, whatever.
We are growing people.
There are a lot of... I understand that food is one of the big draws on cruise ships, so
yeah, not
there
for
won't
me,
be
but...
large people disembarking and coming at your,
yes.
your tourists. I don't know the answer to that either, because I know that, you know, that's a problem everywhere, like in subways, in, you know... public places like ball games, you know, plays, any place where they're seating, and if somebody is spilling...
So maybe just send them out to pasture to graze. Is that your suggestion? Avoid the whole seating thing?
I mean, maybe there should be standing, or I really don't know. Maybe a lot of venues like
they have handicapped. They don't have bubble ass seating. I mean, you know,
they don't.
But you know
what? Maybe they should plan for that. I know it's not the healthiest option, but it's reality. There should be fat ass seating.
There needs to be fat ass seating.
There needs to be.
See, you don't have that problem at the restaurant because it's all individual seats.
It is all individual.
So the only thing you got to worry about is, like, shit, are they going to break our furniture? yeah. Has that ever happened?
It has. Well, we have sometimes loose furniture. From people sitting in it so
much.
Let's
not blame the furniture. The furniture can only be expected to hold so much. I'm sure it's made with the finest Amish quality.
It must have been a nice chair at first, and then it became, like, I don't know, kindling by the end.
So have you seen somebody go down?
I have seen someone go down.
Is it hilarious?
since I have to deal with the insurance companies and the police reports and everything.
They fake injury?
They get injury. Yeah.
Well, they might not be faking.
Yeah, kind of. It's not that hard of a fall.
Well, if you fall down and you hit your back just right, or you conk your head.
Yeah, but you're encased in pudge.
Yeah, but
you should have that bouncability like a tigger.
As far as I get, nothing is encasing my head. So if you bonk your head,
what do you have
floor,
to be doing to go head first when you're sitting eating a meal?
No, if you fall back. Bonk,
I guess
the chair goes out from under you and you go back.
I think it's usually a side. Is it usually a sideways fall?
This one was a front fall.
Really?
Right into the table?
Yeah.
He started laughing. He's like, yeah, it was awesome, but I can't
tell
say
me,
that.
Tell me you have video of some of this. Tell me you have this.
I wish I did. I don't.
Oh, damn it. You have to have surveillance cameras in
the here. Portobello's YouTube channel. As well as saying, get a boatload of hits.
Excuse me, the outtakes.
Here's our delicious food. And here's people falling off their seats.
Comedy reel. Oh, boom. Face plant.
I had somebody, a heavier comic. He's not heavy now. He was staying with me, and he fell in my chair. Like, the chair just collapsed underneath his weight. So it does happen.
Yeah.
But like Vincent was saying, you know, something's loose.
Yeah, and then if you have an older rickety chair, not that I'm saying that you do,
right.
But I mean, if you have one of those in your chairs, you really do need to wave people away from that if they're of a certain weight, because that's just an accident waiting to happen.
Well, wait a minute. If you think the chair might collapse, it might be time to take it out of circulation.
I think so.
You can't have a fat-ass monitor working the door going, no, not over there.
Not that one.
That's where we have the cheap chairs that aren't going to hold anymore.
Well, wood glue.
Do we have anybody with an eating disorder? Yes, over there. Table 32.
Wood glue is your friend. That's
you
all
can't
I'm
go
saying.
Wood glue
screws.
In a
screws.
Yeah,
screws.
Yeah, but unfortunately, then the wood just gives out.
Yeah, eventually
the wood has.
It
was like, you know what?
Done.
I've had enough asses on me.
That actually happened to me. It was horrifying. It was at my family's house, and we were having Thanksgiving, and they had this really old chair, and I sat down on it, and I was instantly alarmed because it wobbled, and I went, "Oh, this can't be good." But they're like, "No, they're fine," you know. But it wobbled, and I went, "No, this is not gonna." And boom, it went down.
Was
to
it
the ground.
Slow?
What?
Was it like a slow? I always imagine like the person thinking like a slow motion. Like, oh shit!
No, it was like, bam! I was on the ground, and I was like, I kind of had a what the hell just happened moment, and I'm legs akimbo on the.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you're big, you're immediately mortified and embarrassed.
Oh yes, I wanted to. Die.
If you're small, like what the fuck's wrong with your furniture?
It was instantly my fault, and I'm like, I will leave.
I'll replace it. A new dining room set. You said that sounds fair.
Yeah.
But that's the
peeling off hundreds.
But that's the mentality of it. Because like, if you know you're in shape, go. No, this is some bullshit right here.
Right.
But if you're heavy, even if it's not your fault, you just feel self conscious. You know what? If I didn't have the extra ho ho, this wouldn't have happened.
You had to say ho.
I did.
Lisa's saying gorilla tape. that would be a classy establishment.
Yeah, nobody wants
the gorilla.
They got a nice
tape
place. Nobody's going into
chairs.
A restaurant where things are taped up.
No, I mean, I've eaten in places where they're taped up, but I don't recommend it.
Yeah, it's called the pizza joint in the hood.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, this is, Portobello's is an upscale place.
No, it's nice. Yeah. They would not be gorilla tape involved. I bet you don't even let gorilla tape into the establishment. No, it's like the workers. You can use gorilla tape chairs, but not the patrons.
You're saying he abuses the workers?
Well, why wouldn't you? Isn't that part of the fun of having a place?
Yeah, I guess so. It's part of the restaurant business.
There you go.
That slipped.
Oops. Lisa says there should be crime tape. the scene where the
should we have a fat section? Because now there's no smoking and no cursing sections. Should we have a fat section at ball games?
I think with
bigger seats.
Excellent idea.
I mean, they would cost a little bit more because you're taking up space.
Yes, it's an excellent idea.
We have to do it in the restaurant because people ask us for bigger tables. We have standard size cocktail tables that people sit at,
right.
Four tops, two tops. And people come in and they request a bigger table to accommodate their size.
Well, that's how you know when you're fat, when you got to move the table to accommodate sitting in there.
Right. Now, the question is should they...
In a booth.
But now at the Yankee game, should they accommodate the seating to match the body size?
That's what I'm saying, a fat section.
Yeah, I think that they should.
Yeah.
Extra large seats pay a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you can get like in the really expensive seats. Mm-hmm. Or they could stay, they can have a section in the outfield.
Yeah.
They can have a couple. And you know what? I bet they would sell them.
They would totally sell them because people are sick of being uncomfortable up there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like you sit. I mean, they don't have to go for your lungs because you still have a bad view. But I mean, like if they were a little bit more expensive than, the ones that are up there, but they were bigger and more comfortable.
I think a lot of people. I'd go for that. Like it's like a seat and a half.
Yeah.
So you pay one. So like if the normal price is for like the average ticket in that area is 30, you pay 45.
Look, when you buy plus size clothing, they jack up the price.
I don't do that when I sell my T-shirts, but they do. I pay more for 2Xs and 3Xs, and
mm-hmm.
and I don't think single Xs, but 2Xs, 3X, 2X cost me an extra $2 for shirt.
Yeah, 3X
an extra, and I don't pass that on to the customer.
A lot of places do.
I don't.
Yeah, no, because see, oh my God,
we're fat shaming, and God's upset. That was thunder outside.
Was like,
they are made in my image. I have 8 chins. What is wrong with you? God, just a fat ass. That's why he worked for a week and hasn't done shit since.
didn't even put in a full week. Just like he works 6 days, like fucking time to eat.
And I am done.
I am done.
I just created all these animals. Let me eat them now.
Yes. You animals do what you want. Enjoy the president. I'm not paying attention. A buffet.
All right now.
The Lord is just huge. Heaven is just a fat roll.
It's so cushy.
That's what clouds are. They're like chins.
They're fat rolls in the sky.
And the rain, it's not when God cries. It's when he fucking sweats. It's like when he gets, oh, what are you doing now, Iran? He looks over and like, oh, he had a move. And that's, we're getting his sweat. That's
he gets
what
a slop towel out.
Yeah.
Pat his forehead.
Sure. That's what he does with the suicide bombers. They do go to heaven, but God uses them as slop towers.
So
they do get to go to paradise, but they're just like a flop sweat towel.
Yeah, you know what? Good.
Yeah. It all works out.
Said towel forever. That's not easy to say.
No, it's not. I tried, but. So we've established God is a fat ass, but he's not that mean. He's lazy.
So he would look down and be pleased with the chub section.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. He would look down and go, you guys aren't big enough.
Yeah, but look at how much more food they would sell.
They would.
Please.
Well, you know
what? If you knew you could get in there.
I think when you
sit down comfortably?
I think when you're a certain weight, you have two minds of this when you're in public. Okay. One, I'm going to eat like an animal. And
or number two, I'm not going to let them see me eat anything except a carrot stick.
Yes, and then when you go home, you like just binge.
Hit the drive-thru of every place in town so that one doesn't see you eat all that you're going to eat.
Yeah. You know? No, when I go to buffets. I'll make a couple of trips, but I don't put a ton on my plate. I rationally, well, I'm getting exercise by going back. There's my cardio.
You're working off those chicken wings.
Which really is the philosophy of a lazy man. The way I justify. But I'll see people, and you see it too, I'm sure.
Sure.
They just like stack up their plates like, dude, I mean, that's got to have a couple floors on there.
Does that need an elevator?
But like you see, it's like, all right, we got oysters, we got crab legs, we got the prime rib, we got the noodle. It's like everything is like, dude, it's crazy.
But it's a buffet, so you can go back. It's like, why do you have to pack it on there like they're going to take it away?
Because I don't think they want to make that other trip.
See, I make the mistake, though, because I'm a slow eater. If I go to a buffet, I go, oh, let me, you know, have a little bit of each thing.
Right.
Right? And then I go and I eat, and one thing is like spectacular. I'm going to get a little bit more of that.
Right.
And then I need a clean plate because now I'm going to eat like the dessert stuff. I'm going to get the fruit and like,
you can totally mix dessert stuff with entree stuff.
I know you can, but I don't.
You should.
I don't because there should. Might be like some kind of like gravy or something roll over there
gravy?
And be on the watermelon and ew.
No, gravy and cannoli delicious. I recommend it. I recommend it.
No. I mean, I don't have one of those. I need a divided plate issues. I'm not like a baby.
Those
eater.
Are the best things.
They are great.
You guys should have divided plate support about.
Think so?
I love the divided plate. No, they don't have it. They should.
Yeah, they should.
Because everything goes in its little place. You know, that's perfect for somebody who has like neurosis.
I know, but you know what? You can do things like that. You can plan that because you can make like a little divider, like put a little mashed potatoes and it divides this from that.
But here's
the
thing.
Right.
With your food.
Here's the thing. When you're at Portobello's and fine restaurants like that, you get these creative chefs. But they're not, and they're making these wonderful plates, but everything's kind of mixed. Not like a jambalaya mush thing. But there's interplay between the food.
Yeah.
But if you're like sick and you want, you know, the vegetables go here and the meat goes here.
Yeah.
You need the divided plate. You're not looking for aesthetics. You're looking for something to get you past your psychological block. So I think there should be a separate, a segregated plate option. I think restaurants should have that.
You know, yeah, with the little like the setup like TV tray. Dinner tray.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I can put this here and none of that gooky sauce is going to get.
No, you're not even putting it
thing.
There. The kitchen's doing it for you.
Why do they have to do that?
Because they can't touch. You can't touch the green with the white. It's going to fuck up everything.
You're at the buffet. You could do
I'm not talking about the buffet.
Oh, what are you
talking about? I'm just talking about in restaurants in general.
Oh, okay.
The segregated plate option.
Okay.
That's
so that nothing touches until it's in your belly.
Right, and this is good for the chef too, and the sous chef and the line, because they don't gotta make everything look pretty with the little parsley sprig here and little dot 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 around. No, you're just gonna put it in its little section. The sauce goes in that section, the meat in that section, the garnish that nobody's eating in the smallest section.
It doesn't even have to happen.
Yeah. Think how much time your kitchen would save if they weren't trying to make things look pretty.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, your sous chef would just be like, yeah, I am delivered.
We need the segregated plate option.
I would, you know what? I think it's kind of declassé, but I would totally go for it sometimes.
No, no, we make it class A.
Oh, really? You're gonna, what, are they going to be made out of bone china or something?
You could.
I don't think you can.
Why can't you?
I guess you could.
Sure you can.
They can make Corel with Benz in them. I guess, suppose you could. But I don't think everybody's tried.
No, you still make it look fancy. You still put some flowers, designs, whatever on it. Or like the gold ring around, you know.
So when you go to get married and you're picking out your china.
Right.
It's like, can we have the stuff that looks like a TV tray? Oh, honey, should we get 12?
Yes. That is the way to go.
12.
That is the way to go.
Baby dishes.
You could even have the word of what's supposed to go there in each one. This is the meat section. This is the vegetable section.
No.
It's going to be an option.
No. No, that ruins the whole concept. Because if you're that anal about where your food goes, I'm not going to let them put vegetables on top of the word meat.
No, you can't. No, I'm saying for your home. I'm saying for your home china.
I know, but
I'm saying, but if you're preparing the food, you know the vegetable always goes there.
Yeah, I know, but it's like,
and it's classy because it's written in script, and nobody writes that way anymore.
Yeah, but what if you're one of these like you know, baby adults that I grew up, all I ate was chicken fingers, and
that goes in the meat section.
So you can still have your baby food in your little section. It's getting worse and worse, isn't it?
We need to do that. We are an increasingly fat, mentally ill society. I'm trying to solve problems. It's what I do. It's why people come to the show.
I think the worst thing though is, why are we like placating people with these problems?
Because we need them to do shit for us. They function in other aspects of their life.
I know, but you know what? But there's...
We can't medicate everybody.
No, I know, but we have to start from the beginning. It's like, I can imagine my father's face if he gave me a plateful of food and I said, I'm not going to eat that, then we have chicken fingers.
Have you met my daughter?
Oh, no, serious?
You know, she's a very picky eater.
But all these kids are. All of them
right.
are.
Right. She doesn't eat sandwiches. When we all grew up, we took sandwiches for lunch. She's not. Are your kids eating sandwiches?
No, they don't like sandwiches anymore.
It's bullshit, right?
It is, and it makes it hard on us.
Yeah.
Being that picky.
Now we got to cook entrees. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's like you're...
My wife will make like homemade dumplings, like, you know, like, you know, like dim sum type dumplings.
Right.
She'll make like homemade dumplings so my daughter... She'll make extra so my daughter can take them to school. Are you shitting me? Have a turkey sandwich. I'll give you some Doritos. We call it a day. Are you kidding me with
really?
This? Yes.
Oh, my God. No, yes.
It's a struggle. It's like tomorrow, we're going to we'll warm up pizza for her that we have, and we'll chop that up into stupid little pieces so she can take that to school.
Why not just bring the slice of pizza?
Well, it won't stay warm. So you got to put it like in a Tupperware that'll seal in the heat.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's not in college. She's not eating a cold yet.
Yeah, I know. She'll learn.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, I still think... I can imagine saying to my dad, no, I'm not going to eat that. Well, then you're going to fucking starve tonight, aren't you? Pretty soon I'd learn to eat his food. I don't understand why that happens.
I remember when I was in high school, maybe even older, me and my friend Rick were walking out on the block, and there's this people that we knew, and the father is chasing...
Oh, my God.
The father is chasing the son around.
Thunder.
The car. Because the son doesn't want to eat. The son's pretty much going, I don't want to, I don't like it. He's pretty much playing that thing. And the father's like, you'll eat what we give you. This isn't Matthew's Diner. Which was the town diner in Bergenfield.
Yeah.
Which just had me and Rick howling.
Oh, I would cry. This isn't Matthew's Diner. Well, I'm not a short order cook. And it's like, Dad, you were cooking a sub. I know. You make like... he would still cook the same portions for our family, which explains a lot. Yeah. We didn't learn portion control. It was like he's feeding the whole fleet. There's four of us. But I learned to eat leftovers because he would make a whole lot of something, and we would just eat it until we were done
with it. She wouldn't eat leftovers for a while.
Really?
She'll eat them now. Like today she had some like leftover chicken because we had leftover barbecue chicken that I made and leftover filet mignon that I made.
I've had barbecue chicken here. It's delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So like, she's like, what can I have? Can I have pizza? No, you're getting that tomorrow for lunch. What can I have? You could either have leftover chicken or leftover filet mignon. Pick what you want. I don't care. She picked the chicken.
Well, good. Good.
But
she's learning.
She is learning.
You'll eat what we hand you. But now, Vincent, it's my opinion that leftovers taste better because all the food tastes have gotten into the food and they've all melded together. And now they're actually better the second day. Don't you think that that's true sometimes?
Yeah, I do think it's true.
Like stews. and soups.
Yeah. Soups, yeah.
And pastas with sauce on them.
Pasta with sauce is another one.
Yeah, it all gets in there and it like gets to be what it's supposed to be.
Steak is not better the second day.
No.
No, but lasagna is amazing the second day.
Steak by the time like you got we got the filet mignon, like really the second day, that should go in a salad. That should be chopped up and put in a salad.
Yeah.
Because it gets tough and dry.
Yeah.
You know.
You have to moisten it up a little.
Steak is very sensitive. You got to serve that just at the right time.
You do.
You do.
You do.
Oh, I know all this shit.
I know. I was always one of those people that thought that you had to cook the middle of the burger kind of thing. So you press down.
No.
Like, no, it's the worst thing to do.
No, you don't smash out the juices and you try to flip it just once.
Yeah. You know what? I learned.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I did. Because I was like, sizzle, press all the good stuff out.
No,
yeah.
That's not the way to do it.
I know. I learned.
I know.
I served terrible food for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I remember one time going, like, pseudo camping with my friend in high school, and it was my turn to make food, and it's like, I didn't know how to make food yet. So, I mean, I got a can of peas, and I cooked them till they were mush, and I boiled hot dogs, and she was like, oh my God, what, you eat this stuff? And I'm like, yeah, if I have to feed myself, I'll just do that. She's like, no.
Oh, I wouldn't be a decent cook if I was single. If I was living alone, I was thinking about that. There's no way. There's no way I would cook if I was just on my own. It just would not interest me.
Well, what would you just eat out every night? Like total
probably, and get like you know TV dinners and stuff like that. You know that way I have nice sodium content.
Yeah.
Nice little 99-cent Hungry Man dinner. That would be good. No banquet. The banquet dinner. The 99-cent banquet TV dinner. I would be living like my deal. My dinners would cost like $7 a week.
Oh yeah,
and I would like just get pizza, and that would last a couple.
Mr.
of meals.
Mr. Helix is exactly that guy. He is that guy. Left. See, when I have to go away for like a work conference, or I'm going away with my girlfriends or something, I try to like leave food for him to eat because left to his own devices, you can't believe the crap he's making. Literally, he makes what he calls crack soup. And it is chicken ramen with a hot dog boiled in it.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, I know, but he's probably going to die.
when I am away, the wife will have cold cereal for dinner.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yes. What is that? You're not Seinfeld. Knock it off.
No, but it's sometimes you're just like, at the end of the day, you're just like, I am so done. And all I want is really just bring me my vanilla almond cereal and I'm done. Yeah, it's good. It's a good night off.
Well, speaking of fat asses, I'm... trying to get back into fighting shape.
Oh, I knew you were doing that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you see all the weights and shit in the basement, which, you know, they were outside. I have like a ton of weights outside.
I thought you were just hoping that Joe and I would trip over them and you know, take ourselves out one time.
Temple with them. So have you ever heard of this Beachbody workout? Have you heard this?
No, I haven't.
It's part of the, what is it, PX40 or something? What was it? One of the big workouts that was like...
I don't remember.
So they have all these different programs. So we're doing this 21-day fix program. So it's like 30 minutes a day, although now they've cranked it up to an hour. You're supposed to work out twice a day.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to do tonight.
Twice a day?
Yeah. I did it last night, like 30 in the morning and then 30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do it today because I'm doing this. I'm just not going to be in the mood afterwards.
No, you're not in the mood for much when we're done.
No, I'm not. And then I have to edit everything, so I got another couple hours ahead of me. I'm not one of these people that looks forward to working out.
No, nor am I, and that's so shocking.
Do you like working out?
I don't like working out. I have high sugar, close to diabetes.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so one of the requirements is working out.
Okay.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, why would you know that? He doesn't have to give his medical history to be on the show.
Yes, he does. We planned that.
Just you, so yeah. I know when you're going to be out.
No, he had to file the disclaimer.
Did
you
he?
Did it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, with Trump's tax returns.
With Trump's tax returns.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to see that either.
No, we're not. No,
so
we're
not. I don't like working out. I've always worked out. Mm-hmm. I played soccer when I was younger. So
playing sports is different than just lifting weights or running, in my mind.
So they want me to run all the time and be on a treadmill.
Ugh.
I know.
Sounds
tedious.
Is
that boring? Unless you like have a TV in front of it and you can watch movies or something.
I did that at the gym.
Retro Fitness. Like I used to go to Retro Fitness. Been a member for years. Haven't been there in like 3. But they used to have like 80. They had like TV and I would like watch 80s hairband videos while
Why
I was
not?
On the treadmill.
Well, those could be motivating, especially if the music is pumping.
Sure, you know. I'm going to get myself in those leopard skin spandex. I just need to keep on running.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. Stop running. Stop.
I look fabulous in them.
No, no.
She doesn't know. Go on.
Yeah, so I started running. I have a gym membership that I don't use.
I have a gym membership that I'm not using either.
Yeah. Oh, we all have
and
that
I
in
have
common.
Every excuse not to go.
There's always an excuse. Mine's always. Like, it's not here. If it was here, I would work out. But my mom's like, well, why didn't you cancel? I'm like, well, because I want to pay him $20 a month for nothing.
Yeah, because,
it's
well,
stupid.
I know, because it's like I want to just hand the money so that I feel less guilty because I could go if I wanted to.
Sure. Right.
It's there.
Everything's set up for me, but I'm not doing it. Mm. So the wife got this beach body thing. So we're doing 21-day fit. It's 21 days, 30 minutes a day. You're not resting at all during this thing. It's like constant motion. You get like a 15-second rest.
Oh, so, like huge cardio.
You're just constantly moving, whether, you know, and it's like full body. Like a lot of core stuff, a lot of ab stuff.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I'm like, ugh. And there's like really no chance for your body to recover. Which whenever I worked out, I used to be a gym rat somewhat. I used to be in the gym all the time. But you would give like, all right, I'm going to do arms. And then the next day I'll do legs. And the next day I'll do cardio. Then I'll go back to arms and chest. You know, whatever it is, however I broke it up. To give my body a chance to recover.
Right.
There's none of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hard.
It's the pro. But she's like, but I hate, she goes this, well, you could, because like you'll do a rep and it'll be like 60 seconds. That'll be right. You could do, you. She's like, you can do anything for 60 seconds. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. You got another 60 seconds coming right around the corner. Yeah, if we call it like a minute, if we're done after a minute, I can do this shit for a minute. You know, but you're stacking the minutes and I don't like that.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of those aerobics bitches that used to say, okay, just 10 more. And you get to the end of it, you're like, oh my God, there's salvation in hand. Just 5 more. No, you,
oh, this bitch does that.
Stop.
Her name is Autumn Calabrese. Ooh. She's a celebrity trainer and everything.
Okay, I don't know her, but they're
look
all
up,
bitches.
Look up a picture of her. Look up a picture of her.
Autumn Calabrese? Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, if you're not paying attention to clocks, so you'll do all the reps that she says you're going to do. So she's kicking your ass. And then she's like, well, you know, I like to add a bonus exercise. You bitch.
No.
I don't want bonus.
I don't want that.
This isn't like after a job well done, you get an extra couple of bucks.
Oh, my God. Look at the abs on this woman.
She's ripped.
She is so ripped. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm knocking over our guest mic trying to show him the abs on this woman. But she is. My God. You can see like every little teeny muscle. Wow. Wow, she's ripped.
So yeah. How do you do this workout? You watch it on TV?
I jerk off to her. My wrists are incredible. It's a little hard to go 30 minutes every day.
You're only working out one muscle.
But yeah, well, yes, I'm doing 30 minutes, and she said if I don't go do the full 30, I'm only cheating myself. So I... I'm sorry, what was the serious question?
So when doing this workout, you watch it on TV?
Well, we got it on the computer. I could plug it into the TV probably, but my wife got the online thing. So like she's walking through the exercises and she's got a class,
right?
And she's doing it and she's showing you how to correct and everything, and she's counting down with you, but you're doing the exercises.
Okay.
So. It's quite bizarre to me that usually people in the classes, I don't know if it's the case for this particular tape, but they always look unnaturally happy because they make them smile while they're exercising, and they're dying, and they're like, oh, look at all my cap teeth.
No, I mean, there's a little bit of realism with it.
Okay,
But I like they'll have everybody fit, and then they'll have like somebody who's like just starting the program, or at least has to look that way, and they're like, and she's the modifier. It's like, all right, if you need to modify, it's very positive. Look at Kat, that's the girl's name. You know, look at Kat, she's doing the modification, so if you can't do a push-up, you know, go on your knees, that type of thing.
Hey.
I can't do push-ups because of my bad right wrist that I hurt as a kid.
Right.
So I'll just like, when they do push-ups, I'll either jog for a minute or I'll just do curls. Because like, yeah, you know, curls for girls.
Especially when you're just starting. You shouldn't jump right into that huge high level of cardio if you haven't exercised.
Well,
before
this, I was doing like 40 minutes walking the mountains, the hills, like in this complex there. And I was going like the hard way. So it's like almost like a direct incline that I was doing.
When I leave and I turn and go down towards the exit and you turn left and you look up that hill.
I walk up that hill.
Ugh.
So I would do that like twice. I would do like a whole loop. So I did have some cardio.
That's legitimately a mountain.
Yeah. No,
it is.
Yeah. So, you know, I had like, but this is different. You're using different muscles and everything. So you do the thing. And the thing is, I don't have all the weights I need to have. I don't have all the weights. So sometimes I'm using heavier stuff than I want to. Sometimes it's lighter than I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm making do. So then It's the cool down. They have something called Shakeology. They like for $100, they sell you this bag of these shakes that you're supposed to drink, which actually don't taste bad.
Okay.
They're fine. It's a little much, but it's like vegan and gluten-free and never tested on puppies. You know, all sorts of good shit.
I endorse all of that.
You know, Huff K, OU, you know, Vincent Blessed, and everybody says it's good. You know, it's that type of thing. You know, a peanut never even looked at it. You know, it's that type of bullshit.
Wait, how much is the Vincent Blessed it stuff? Because that I want to try.
Well, no, it's all part of it.
Really?
It's all
package deal.
Oh, all of it? Yeah. All these things have happened to that? Okay.
All these things for $100 a bag, pretty much, yes.
Okay.
So here's where I get to my point. So you just have had your ass kicked
for
29 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
And she's talking to you, and you're looking at all these people that are ripped, except Kat. She's a fucking mess. But she'll become one of them eventually.
Wait a minute. So they go, look at all these ripped people, and if you need to modify, look at Pip.
Yeah, look at Pip.
It's like, doing.
If you never want to get there, look at Pip.
But look, she looks like she's barely breathing, and she's sweating profusely. Yeah, that's probably you out there in TV land.
But the motivation is in 21 days you can look like them. Nuh-uh.
No.
Not happening.
Please.
No, it's not happening. No. But it's all these ripped people, and you see Autumn.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got like a perfect body.
Well, Lisa said, I can't even see her and I hate her. And it's like, yes, and well, you should.
I don't hate her. I keep on waiting for a nip slip or something. It's not part of the video.
No, that's a different video.
Yeah, but this comes to the payoff. So at the end, she's like, you know, after your workout is a great time to drink the drink, the Shakeology, for extra energy.
Okay.
And then she says, you know what I think? For a little bit of fun, I might put a banana in it. No! 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 No, 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 no! That's not fucking fun! That's not fun! Bananas are not fun! Produce does not motivate my ass! If I'm gonna look like these people, I want hookers, I want private jets, I want champagne, and I want cocaine. That's why I want that body. I could be a 500-pound shut-in who needs to sit in this new special section at Yankee Stadium and have a banana for fun! This is not realistic!
Banana for fun!
I think these things should have, like, you know, now that you did the 30 minutes, treat yourself to a blowjob. That is going to motivate me. That makes me want to burn the calories and not eat the cookies and Doritos that I have in my cabinet up there. I don't want a banana for fun. And if that's her type of fun, then what's the point of having that body? Her body, Autumn Calabrese's body, is built for sin.
Yes.
This is a fun body. My body's this is the type of body you have when you have a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. Why are you pointing at yourself saying that and looking at Vincent? Stop that immediately.
This is a fun body.
You're making it very uncomfortable.
Pip has a party body.
I have a party body.
You see
for
Pip.
Comfort, not for speed.
You see Pip, you go, you know, if you can get her on her feet, I bet she knows to have a good time in very short increments.
And then you have to pause and let me catch my breath.
Yes, but I know you. You have fun. You go out. You have fun. You live life. You grab life by the balls, and life says, "Please stop." And you don't.
I've learned to be more gentle.
Yes, you caress life by the balls. As you get older, you need to adjust. I understand.
No, you should adjust as soon as somebody says, "Ow."
No,
I learned this.
So yeah, I got a real problem. I got a real problem with a banana being her idea of fun. No, we're making a shake for fun. I'm gonna put vodka in it because I've been staring at all these fat asses trying to get you in shape. That's what it should be. Am I wrong?
I think that she has a really skewed idea of what fun is. But I mean, if you are eating the vegan, non gluten, you know, Vincent. Blessed.
Don't forget that it's in the small writing.
You know, I mean, if you have all these things, you know, maybe if you're living life this Spartanly, perhaps a banana is like, whoa.
But that's my point. What is the point of looking that good if you're not going to have bad habits?
Oh yeah, no. If having a banana is like, oh, I'm so naughty. It's like. Really? I can't live that Spartanly.
No.
No, you know what? All those starvation diets, and God knows I have tried everything. But
and they work for a while.
They do.
Until
it's
you're
like
off the diet.
You lose the weight, and then you're off the diet, and you're like a crazed cow in a chocolate
I've, I've
shop.
Done.
You're like, ah!
I've done South Beach. I've done Nutrisystem. I've done my own diets.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you lose the weight, and then you gain it back after a period of time.
Plus more.
And then you get to the point where I am now. It's like, fuck it. I got to do something.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I'm at that. I got to start eating salads at lunch again. Oh my God, I got, you know.
When I was a kid in high school, that's how I lost a lot of weight, because I was a fat kid, and then I would just eat salads for lunch.
Yeah,
and that, you know, and I wouldn't eat bread. Mm-hmm. This is before South Beach and Atkins,
right?
You know, but the wife tried something, and I tried it with her. It was called the Dr. Sadkin thing, where he put these like patches behind your ear, and when you were hungry, you would rub the patches. So my wife did it for a couple of days.
So it's
supposed to release something to trick your mind. I don't know what the hell it does.
Is it kind of like trigger points or something?
I don't know what the hell. And you're essentially drinking water all day and maybe a half a cup of milk. I mean, you're really starving your body. And I tried this with my wife. She had the patches. I did it without. I was dreaming about food.
Yes.
Which I've never done before. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it's time to get off this diet.
Yeah.
At that point, a banana is fun.
Oh, yeah. Now you're like, woo, this is wild and crazy. I was on a liquid diet once, which is a terrible, terrible mistake.
The problem with the liquid diet, metabolism. Problem with the liquid diet is it leaves the same way. So you got to plan accordingly.
No, it's awful, because all you're doing is having liquids and liquids and liquids. On the weekend, you were allowed to eat, but you had to eat really, you know, spare amounts of food. But it's like, when you're that desperate, you're like, oh my dear God, lettuce, nom 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 nom, iceberg. Oh.
Is that romaine? I can't. It's too naughty. Is that radicchio? No, you tease.
Don't. I've worked so hard. Stop trying to slip me a tomato. Stop it, you animal.
No, so then you become like these people.
But I was just starving all day, and I was obsessed with, when can I have another shake? Like a junkie. Because I was obsessed with, when do I get a couple more calories? And I mean, yeah, I lost weight on it, but I was miserable and I was like shaky. And
yeah, it's not healthy.
No, it was terribly unhealthy. I'll never do something like that again. You know, I mean, there are other more healthy diets. Diets are not necessarily a bad thing. As long as you're going to modify your behavior long term, you're not like, okay, you're going to mail me a package of food and these are the three packets of food I get to eat this week. But then you don't learn how to really eat. When it's done, you're like,
well, no, this
I'm
then
left
you go back
and
gain the weight. Yeah.
This one has like a food program, which we're not doing, where it's like portion control and they tell you what to eat. We're not doing that. So, I still have pizza for lunch. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What was the driving force to you losing this weight and getting in shape?
Well, I don't know. Well, look at me. no, I mean, you just get to a point and go, I don't look the way I want to look. Mm-hmm. For me, it's just get to the point, go, all right, this is a little ridiculous. And I'm not playing softball like I was a couple of years ago because I don't have a team to play on. So at least then I would get that exercise.
Yeah.
And the wife decided, the wife's motivation is she's going to Chicago in a couple of months to have a weekend with her best friend in the world, mm-hmm. and her best friend's a twig, and they're going to be laying out by the pool.
Yeah.
So she's got that very real motivation to do it.
Sometimes you just need to set up some kind of goal. Like, I would like to be like this.
Right.
Like,
so she wants, she's like, there's no way I'm going to sit next to her at the pool looking like this. So I'm going to do it because she's not happy. So I'm like, you know what? I'll be supportive.
Yeah.
I'm at that point because these things are easier when the person you live with is supportive.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's much harder.
So much.
When they're not. But, yeah, I mean, I fucking hate it. Hate it. I'd much rather be in bed watching TV. I am much better at that. Much better at eating cake. That's my sweet spot. That's my strength. That's my happy zone. Right there. Nice piece of chocolate cake, not moving. I can be that guy.
That would be, you know, Trucker Tom has a suggestion for you with the shakes. He goes, just put some uppers in the shake and then you'll be able to do the workout in 5 minutes. Sure, there's a slight feeling that your heart is going to explode, but no pain, no gain.
But Tom, that doesn't sound like fun like a banana. A banana sounds like fun,
woo!
Tom. Maybe a strawberry.
Are we talking frozen banana? Because I have thoughts.
I don't want to know.
It could be fun.
You're an animal.
Yeah.
But I mean, so should there be better motivation at the end of these things? Like, should they say, listen, if you can have this body and you're going to get laid like there's no tomorrow. The person you live with will not be able to keep their hands off you.
Right.
You're going to be nailing tens.
Yeah.
And feel good about yourself because you're nailing tens. I mean, isn't that more realistic?
You know what I think would be awesome on one of these tapes? If they asked you questions, you know how like you take those quizzes on the internet, and, you know, they're like trying to figure you out by how you answer, and then
No, I click to the next article, but I know how you take them.
Some of them I take them, you know, and they're like, you know, they try to figure you out, mm-hmm. and they go, you're a this, you know, Which one of the girls on Sex and the City are you? You're a Charlotte, you know, whatever.
I don't even know what that means. It sounds ridiculous.
They're ridiculous. But, you know, they'll be like, you know, do you like oranges or apples? And they'll be really like nothing questions.
So you're saying there should be, well, my wife has a coach.
What do you mean?
Comes with a coach so she could talk to.
Really?
Right. But I think what you're saying is questionnaire so they can figure out the tape to motivate you?
Yes. Yes.
I want whores. Okay.
It's like all of a sudden, you know, all the people doing the exercise look like prostitutes.
Well, what I'm thinking is like
they're doing lascivious things.
So like, so everybody looks fine like a professional workout instructor for like the 28 minutes. Then when you're doing the cool down, well, you know, now that you've worked this hard. And then they bring in, like, the dancing girls from, like, a Motley Crue video. And then they just start strutting around. This can all be yours. All you got to do is keep up with the program, grow out your hair, and you can bang whores like this. And they go, fuck it, I'm not eating lunch today.
Yeah, you'd be like, wow, that's motivating. Look at those jugs. Yeah! And then all of a sudden you find yourself, instead of, like, doing the, like, lower version, you're just jacking it up.
So, I would!
Yeah,
I
would. Oh, I see what I did.
Yeah, I see what you did there. But I totally would. That totally motivates me more than a banana.
Yeah, I know. I can see that.
Because you know what? I'm not doing this for me. Because me is happy on the couch.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for you people. Because you people have to look at me. You people have to sit next to me at a baseball game.
It's
so,
like, oh, right.
So I am doing this for society.
For everyone else.
Exactly. Everyone. So the least you can do is give me some of society's better looking people to look at. And like the little carrot, but not a carrot, the Hooters at the end of the stick. That's what we need.
That's what you need.
That's what I need.
Well, I understand what you're saying. It's like, I'm medicated for you people.
Yes.
You know, because it's like,
I'm fine
I'll
with my illness
just by myself.
Yes.
But it's like, you guys would probably, well, I don't mean just you too, I mean everybody listening would probably have a problem with the unmedicated
I day. Don't drink and drive because you might be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's right.
I'm gonna be fine.
I'm protecting you people. Aren't we altruistic bastards?
Yes.
I mean, yes we are.
Yes. So all this is for you. Help me help you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
Absolutely.
Saying. That's all I'm saying.
Trucker Tom was responding to you talking about tens. He goes, tens, I couldn't even nail a 10 if it added up from 5 2s.
Yeah, you could.
Yes, he could.
Yeah, you could. I mean, well, you'd probably get to 6. Because I don't think you have enough stamina to get 5 women at this point, Tom. Well, you know, with the surgery and all.
No.
And the preoccupation with the pit bull. Let's be honest. I think you could get 3 2s at this point.
3 2s?
He said he would get 5 2s.
I know, but don't you think that he could get better than 2s? Come
I'm
on.
I'm going by what he said.
I know.
I'm not going to judge him and make him feel bad about himself.
He goes, not to jock off on one of Jim Norton's jokes, but I can't just be happy banging a burn victim with a great ass if that would float your boat.
You most certainly can. And their skin kind of has like the slimy texture to it.
Texture.
Smooth. Yeah, which
not
is
not everybody likes smooth.
You know what? You know, and here's a good thing about being a burn victim. You don't have to worry about shaving. It's a good thing about being a burn. I always look for the bright side.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that, and it's like, yeah, that would be kind of impossible.
You should stick body parts in a fire. I have a fire pit. I recommend that. You should do that for Mr. Hill.
Me personally?
Yes! Because I adore your husband, and I'm trying to make his life better, and I'm trying to help facilitate that, because I am altruistic.
Yeah, but you don't know if that's his kink or not. You know, he might not have a
Let's find out.
Victim.
Let's get the fire pit.
Let's see how it works when I get out.
Sure!
Oh my god!
So we agree there needs to be better motivation than bananas.
I think so too.
And I do think this could be a comedy bit in my act.
I
think I'm going to try it in the city.
Yeah, it totally could. Yeah, and I think that they should personalize it. What works for you? Give you a questionnaire. What works for you?
Yeah, the problem is I'm doing it with my wife, so what works for me might not work for her.
Yeah, so she gets her own video.
Well, I'm doing her video.
What works for her?
Whatever. I think we're doing like some type of country dancing thing coming up.
Oh no!
How many week program is it?
There's all different programs. There's like endless amounts of programs. The one we're doing right now is 21 day fix, so it's like for 3 weeks.
Wait. So you're actually doing it at the same time?
Yeah, work out together.
Okay, but you're doing like country line dancing kind
of? No, we're not doing that yet. Right now we're doing the 21 day fix. I'm saying, but like she wants to do some type of country dancing because it's like cardio intensive. Like she started doing, like one day she did yoga. I'm like, fuck that, I'm not doing that. And I went for a walk because I sat down and did it for a minute. I'm like, this is stupid. This is doing nothing for it. Oh, helps you relax and stretch. Fuck it, I can jerk off. No, I didn't say that, but
why didn't you?
No, but I just said, you know what? I just said, because that's not going to do anything for me. I'd rather walk the hills.
Yeah.
I would rather do something like that.
But that's actually true. See, that's what I'm talking about. What motivates you? What works for you? Because it's not going to be the same thing for everybody.
You know what motivates me? Taking that smile off Autumn's face.
Yeah,
she's a little too fucking happy.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's like, no, not happy.
She's actually pretty good at her job.
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, some of them are pretty good.
You want to feel better about yourself?
Yeah.
Look at her pregnant. There's pregnant pictures of her.
No, that's not going to make me feel better.
Sure will. She fucking looks like the chick at Yankee Stadium.
She's making a human. I mean, that's different.
No excuses.
Oh, no.
There's no reason why you can't have a six-pack even though you're pregnant.
Come on. That's
hey,
not true.
Dedication to your lifestyle.
Yeah, but most
you don't stop working out. You don't stop drinking. You don't stop smoking. These are the things. These are who you are.
Well, I haven't stopped.
Exactly. No.
Well, wait a minute. No. If you are heavy, there's not like a little handprint pressing back out at people. No. There's no six pack there. It's
there could
human.
Be. I don't know what you're into.
It's like a little beat. Oh, yeah. Well, there could. That's
Vincent got
range.
Quiet, and I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, he's like, I really don't want to answer these
people
questions.
Are listening. No.
Hey, how many times have you taken the fifth this evening?
Just call him Jeff Sessions. His wife might claim executive privilege. So.
He's just shaking his head like nope. No, like you know, he's the pitcher and he's shaking off a
catcher.
No. He's like nope, not pitching that. Nope.
I just think the motivation needs to be more than produce is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it needs to match.
Like that, if that's fun, if like you're working out all the time and your fun is a scoop, not even a scoop, a spoonful of sugar-free vanilla ice cream, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Kill yourself. Because you know what? Even if you get that hottie, you have no personality to maintain them. It's just...
No. All you're worrying about is, you know... I mean, everybody... I don't know if everybody... But I have had my share of conversations with people who all they do are gym rat, and they have nothing...
Not here. Not on this show.
Not here.
No. Rat, but yes.
Gym rats. Like, there's a breed of gym rat that all they do is talk about their workout and what kind of protein powder they're going to buy. And, you know, it's like...
So
boring!
Oh, I gotta go get creatine. Gotta get a creatine shake. Which is crushed up shellfish. That's what creatine is, like made with like crushed
is
up.
It
yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's like crushed up shellfish.
Yeah, so, you know what?
So I've never done creatine,
so
not kosher.
Kosher.
So
exactly.
Munch on just some beach sand. I mean, really, just kill yourself.
You're
so boring, and all you do is talk about your body and what you're going to do to it. Everything.
See, that's why I think I'm the perfect guy. I'm not boring, and I talk about other people's bodies. So I think I am a catch.
Well, of course you do.
Of course I do. And if we all just agree on that, I could fucking stop the workout.
So Tom says, a six-pack abs when you're pregnant? Damn, kid is going to set the high jump record at birth with the speed he's getting shot out.
Yes! Yes! A doctor should not have surgical gloves, should have a catcher's mitt.
Across the room.
Yes, ladies, that is when you need to be in shape when you're feeling your worst.
Oh, my God.
That is when...
No pressure. I loathe the... interviews that they do with celebrities now, and they go, oh, how long did it take to get your post-baby body back? Are you bikini worthy? It's like, she just shot a human out of her body. Would you give her a fucking break if she's got little jelly rolls?
Oh my God. Still working on my post-baby body. She's 10 and a half now. And I am still trying to get back that post-baby body.
Did you have a little sympathy weight gain?
I'm sure I did. It doesn't take much to encourage me to eat. I like food. That's why I like going to Portobello's.
Well, how hard is it going to be? I mean, you have a pregnant wife who's going, I really want a hot fudge sundae. You're not going to get one for yourself? I'm sure that
actually, I didn't. But like the hours would be late because if somebody else is snacking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you're going to eat.
And plus, you know, when you got a kid, you're not sleeping. So once the kid is born, so the metabolism slows down because you actually burn out a lot of calories while you sleep.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Weigh yourself.
I should be so thin.
Weigh yourself at night and then weigh yourself in the morning and you'll probably be like half pound, pound and a half, 2 pounds, pound lighter.
This is my new plan. I'm going to hibernate like a bear. And then I am going to be so svelte, you won't even recognize
me.
We'll
recognize you.
Yeah, that's my new diet. I'm going into the cave, and I'm not coming out. That would actually make a lot of people happy.
Yes, just show up on Tuesdays. That's all I care about. Don't care about what you do the other 6 days of the week. Really doesn't interest me. Really couldn't care less.
I know that. I've known that for years.
So, should we take a break, or do you want? I know you had something you want to talk about. You want to do it this week, or you want to talk about it next week?
No, we'll wait.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Table it, write it down?
Yeah, tabled.
All right. So, because Vincent probably feels a little awkward with this, so we'll make him feel less awkward with, like, the horrible dads.
Oh, yeah, because he knows that does not pertain to him.
Doesn't pertain to him, and it's not us committing these horrible acts.
Yes, because that probably does. Are you uncomfortable being with such terrible human beings
no,
in such
no.
a small space?
No.
You're all right with that?
Yeah, I'm fine, but right, why would you call yourself horrible?
Have you
listened to this?
You've
show?
Been here. Well, all right. You know, but in comparison to me, I could see why you would say that to her.
Oh, okay.
But trust me, she's despicable.
But it's early.
She's quite an awful human being.
I think we have to break because I have to pay.
Okay. Have a banana. On the break, we got new music from Egypt with Lazy Macy, and you can learn more about them at Deuce Music. We'll be right back with Worst Dad Countdown.